would like, to the ones who provide the Trustee Russian government and the other donors. Secondly, to the audience for listening to me. It will be a short speech. We all know that imperialism is rising, and there are some certain reasons behind this. One is Russian Federation's fight against imperialism. This is a very important issue. The other one is the rise of China as being a new non-imperialist superpower. And thirdly, we can say that related to all these two issues, neoliberalism's demise, neoliberalism's failure as a mode of regulation that postpones the contradictions of European capitalism. And when we keep these things in mind, we can shortly talk about some policy proposals. First one is, at morning session, Isabel said in a sentence, it is related with debt imperialism. Debt imperialism, I call it. It has some certain issues. After the demise of gold standard in 1971 in Nixon's era, we witnessed something which Lenin would not believe. The imperialist powers came together and gave the United States the power to issue dollars without putting the same amount of gold to issue them. And they said that, no, we believe in you, you can just print dollars without putting the same amount of gold into your central bank's case. Then the financialization in 2000s has reached to a peak, a certain level. We understand that this power of the United States to print money without showing gold and give it as a debt created a new kind of imperialism. They print money without any value, without producing any value. If they use this money inside US, which they will face with certain inflation, high levels of, but when they give it as a debt in the new norms of financialization, it becomes a debt which has to be repaid by the debtors in real value. So this is a very, very tragic situation. What we have to do is an organization for debtor countries. Okay? In 1970s, Latin Americans tried to do something. It didn't work, but today we have necessary conditions. It can be retold. Secondly, this intellectual property rights is a real threat to the development of third world, because the way it is used is impeding the capacity of those peoples to join into the world market. And thirdly, this ISIM issue, immigrants issue, is also important. We also need new ways and new norms to tackle it. So this is it. Thank you for listening.